Welcome back to another episode of Beyond the Point with Manny Rayel. My name is Manny Rayel, and you're listening to another episode of Beyond the Point. Every single time I say that, I just giggle because I'm like, obviously, y'all know who I am. But in this episode, I wanted to talk a little bit about creativity, how to find creativity. And this is really for my artists. This is for the people who have been dealing with art block for a minute. The people that need something. Like, you know, when shit hits the fan, you need a little bit of something. This is for you. If you've been feeling like you're slacking a little bit, or you feel like I don't have any motivation for my art, this is for you. Because honestly, it's hard enough as it is as an artist to begin with, and then to have art block on top of it doesn't make it any better. So I hope that I can motivate you with a few things this episode. Stay tuned. And this is Beyond the Point. Creators, whatever it is, I just want to let you know that I understand you. I feel you, and I get it. It is so hard nowadays to create freely. There's so many things that we have to worry about. Internet censorship, all that type of fun stuff. Is it really all fun stuff? So in this episode of Beyond the Point, I want to go and dive deeper into what can create art block, why we get art block, and how to avoid or get out of art block. That's really what I really want to talk about. And the thing is it may not sound like I'm going to be talking about art block, because a lot of it is also a spiritual connection to our art. It's also an emotional connection. So there's going to be a few things that I say that may sound a little crazy, but we'll get there when we get there. So the first thing that I really want you to know is that you are a phenomenal artist altogether as you are. You're phenomenal in what you do and what you create. And it's not your fault that you're going through art block. In fact, it happens to all of us. It's not what you think it is. It's actually more so a deep disconnection from what you think you should be doing instead of following what, you know, needs to be done. Two, like I just said, it's a disconnection between what you think needs to be done. Point blank period, that's exactly what art block is. And 10 times out of 10, there are people who are going through art block who are looking and being like, well, I didn't think this was art block. I just thought, you know, I was going through really traumatic or something, you know, just randomly popped up and I wasn't able to create anymore. I want to challenge you for a moment for you to think just the moment when you recognize that you weren't able to create anymore and recognize what was going on around you. Chances are, and this is just for anybody who creates, not just from our artists, but anybody who fully creates, whether you're a content creator or you're, you know, a violinist or whatever you do, chances are the moment that you find a disconnect in what you do is generally a moment where what you did started feeling like work and you no longer enjoyed what you were doing. And that can get really complicated really, really fast, because sometimes what we do is for work and we love what we do, but at some point it no longer is, oh, I'm just doing this for fun. It becomes, this feels like a chore. So it's either that disconnect or another disconnect, which comes from the soul, from mental health and all that type of fun stuff. But it's, where in life do I feel like I am lacking? Where can I grow from that spot? And how do I reconnect it back to what I love to do? A lot of the time, There are most times when we go through art block where it is a mental block. Like, if you think about it as like an actual block, it's a mental block that is placed on things that we generally enjoy to do, which is why they, you know, depression is so rampant in the art community, is because at some point we, you know, we're just doing, though it no longer is enjoyable anymore. We no longer enjoy what we do. We just do it because it used to set us on fire, and we need to find something that sets us on fire because we no longer have any feelings or emotions. When it comes to depression, I've done an episode on depression, I feel like, and I didn't dive as deep as I would like to, so trigger warning, we're talking about depression, anxiety, and all the type of fun stuff. But when it comes to art block, we have to pinpoint where exactly the disconnect happened. And when it comes to your story, it's unique to everyone, but when it comes to your story, we have to look at it from the perspective of, I know that things are changing all around me. I know that I no longer feel passionate about this thing that I once felt passionate about, and I want to find the connection between what stopped me from doing what I wanted to do and what propelled me to doing something else. I know for a lot of people who are dealing with depression, they often have this feeling of imposter syndrome. So why would I create? Nobody really knows about me. This is absolutely, you know, it kind of seems nonsensical to me. Why would I keep on doing this? The feeling of anxiety when creating, I don't like the way this looks, or the inner voice telling you, well, this doesn't look good, this would never sell. And even, which is also another thing when it comes to like artistic creative abilities, when people ask us to create within their container, what often can happen is we disassociate this with our actual work, and so we don't feel worthy enough to do what we need to do. I want to let you know that that is perfectly fine. It's perfectly normal. You're not the only one that's dealing with that. Just take a deep breath. Understand that you are okay in this situation. In fact, sometimes I like to say that art block is actually the start of something new. But it's not always easy to re-spark, because we have to go through a back channel and fully look at the full picture. So I'll start with a little bit of a background. I've had very many bouts of art block, but the biggest one was actually from 2017 all the way up to 2020. I rarely created that entire time. I didn't feel connected to my creativity. And going back, what actually kept me from creating and doing what I naturally would love to do was the fact that my mental health was so low, because I had no one showing me or no signs telling me that I was supposed to create. Around that time, I was also, I felt like I was fighting for life. I needed to just get myself back together. If you look at old pictures for me from that time, I was also, you could see the sadness in my eyes. It was, I would wear a smile and it would just be so empty. So mine was actually linked with a very severe, case of depression. There'd be moments where I wouldn't even brush my teeth, get up in the morning. The only thing that I really did that kept me moving and motivated was I went to work. That was the only thing that I did. And within that time frame, I also lost 3 jobs. So it's like, dang, I can't keep a job. I feel useless. I'm not able to do this. Well, I might as well just throw everything out the window and just not do it. That's my connection to what stopped me from keeping on creating. Was, why would I create in the first place? Nobody finds me worthy to begin with. This person says that it's a useless, you know, a useless skill. And here I am trying to find some sort of semblance to put my life back together. I was there every single day fighting for a chance to create something new. And I know this sounds familiar to some people because this is exactly their story. You felt like you were fighting just to stay alive, just enough to make it to the next day, that creating wasn't really something that you wanted to do. And trust me, that's perfectly fine. And then there's some people who get art block, and it's just like this one disconnection. It could have been anything. Somebody walks up to your art, I don't really like that. And then you start second guessing, well, is this entire painting just bad, or is my whole work bad? Like, should I just take a step back and just look at it? I've been in both positions, so I completely understand what you're feeling. The very first thing that what I did in order to get out of art block was I just started creating nonsensical things. I work in an office, so the very first thing that I would do is, you know, I don't feel very creative today. I feel very lackluster. I absolutely can't deal with today. And this is a little insight. I carry around my pencil case so that I have my good products with me when I'm out and about. And so I'll sit in my office and I'll grab a sticky note, and just to test myself to see if I actually can create, is I'll actually go about in sketching. And then here's the crazy part, is I do it for validation. I don't generally need validation when it comes to my art. I actually would prefer people don't look at me when I draw at all. Like, I kind of get into my own zone. I can become a little hermit. But like, I do it for validation because I need something that's like, oh, you're in the right place, or like, oh, that looks good, like, keep going. Because our brain at one point, like, humans are need human interaction. But also there's a little spark that happens when somebody's like, oh my god, just keep going, you're doing phenomenal, you're amazing. And somebody does that, like, naturally the receptors in our brain just go, oh, person likes this, person likes thing that we do, person does like thing that we do, we continue to do thing that people like. Okay, cool. And I don't know if it's just me, but my brain speaks like caveman. Yeah, when it comes to that validation piece, I feel like a lot of us need to either have that or an accountability partner. And it sounds crazy because it feels like, oh, it's just art. I don't really need anybody else to be around when I'm creating. But sometimes you do need somebody around you, not just to critique the work, because sometimes we do need the critique. But also somebody around you that's also enjoying and vibing with you in this moment. You can feel like you're slacking, or you can continue to do instead of worrying about what's going on. But when it comes to that depression component, and this is where it gets funky, is what if you don't have the morale to continue to work? Like, what would happen if you felt like you didn't belong, or that whenever you do create that it's not good, or that whatever you're creating is trash, or why would I still create, people don't like me anyway? That's deeply rooted in childhood, actually. Like, if we're going to start with that conversation, that's deeply rooted in childhood. When you're a child, you require a little bit more validation than usual. You want people to enjoy what you do. You want people to love what you do. So much so that I mean, kicking and screaming and trying to do the best that you can as a child can be difficult. But when somebody looks at your art, it goes, "Oh my God, that's good, baby," and then throws it in the trash, you're not necessarily going to feel the best. But that can be deeply rooted from childhood, where you don't feel like everything that you do isn't worthy because no one in life told you that it was worthy, or nobody in life looked at you and was like, "Oh, you have some talent. Let me keep on going," or "Keep on going. You got some great talent. Let's, you know, see where we can get you next." It takes very special people a very long time to get through this time loop where they feel like, "Wow, is my art valid?" Or like, "Am I creating for nothing?" And it kind of feels like that, because most of the time when we look at artist stories, a lot of them were really struggling. Like, let's just talk, you know, Basquiat real quick. He was very young when he died, and he died of a drug overdose. Just the timing around that time, you know, when it came to artists, they were respected, but also just the things that they were dealing with, the depression, the anxiety, the pure, you know, just the use, how they used to self-medicate as well. We often hear of, like, you know, artists on like crack or artists on other drugs in order to kind of move them forward with art in their pieces. I find it that the connection between their usage and their stories made sense to them because of what they had to deal with the time. But I want you to really think about it this way. As an artist, we naturally create from off the dome. It happens naturally. But when we're unable to create, what is your natural response when you are unable to do what you love to do? Are you a hermit? Do you end up curling back into a ball and not being able to do what you wanted to do? Are you a runner? Do you do other things? Do you procrastinate? there's a word for it. Procrastinating. Do you procrastinate work and do other things instead of working on your craft? Or are you like me and your first thing is frustration? Like, do you get frustrated? Are you tearing pages out of your sketchbook? Are you ripping up paintings that you used to do? Because you absolutely just don't like what you do anymore. It's honestly trying to find the best part of you in the dark is what art, you know, is what the block feels like. It feels like, "Oh, I have one thing that I truly enjoy to do and I can't." I feel like all my episodes kind of correlate with each other, because it's also a fear aspect. It's also, well, maybe I'm not worthy. Excuse me. Maybe I'm not worthy of it. Maybe I just can't create because I'm not worthy to create. Maybe I stop creating and life becomes better for me. But that response doesn't get you anywhere. In fact, it gets you fairly far in negative self-talk, where now, "Oh, I'm not worthy to do this," or "I can't really paint, that's not really my thing," or young. I used to be able to paint when I was little, but then, you know, I just gave it up because, you know, anytime that I think that I'm not worthy as an artist, I remind myself, I got into SCAD. Like, that is a huge school, first things first. Like, it's like the major leagues for artists. And the fact that that was some place that I got to experience, that I got to go to, that I got to see all the things that were going on, like, those are all major things that I was able to do. But our mind is also a really powerful thing. Our mind is also a really powerful place, and this is why I advocate so hard for mental health, because people don't understand that when you're limited or told that you're not able to do what you love to do on a daily basis, that it does a few things to you. First things first, you no longer feel worthy to do or create anything that you used to. And since you're not able to create or do anything that you used to, you kind of have to find something else. But I've always been the type of person where if it's not art, it's nothing. I don't want to do anything else. I always wanted to be some form of creative. And so when I was told that I wasn't able, there was a time period when my mom let people into our household who were like, yeah, you're not allowed to create. They actually took the art off my walls. Because I had all my art on the wall, and they took them down, and they made me like stop drawing. They said that it was demonic and stuff like that. When somebody does that to you, and then they police everything else that you do, you feel wrong for wanting to keep on going. You feel wrong for wanting to keep on doing. But the first thing that you need to understand is, no one else can take away the right that you have with your gifts and talents. If you were blessed with it, trust and believe that it's made for you. There's people out here who are killing it with art that doesn't even, like, there's some people that's art that I look at and I'm like, this is art. And then there's some places that I go to and I'm like, wow, this is art. This is a work of art. And whether that be a body of music or a dance performance or sculpture or an actual fine art piece, it doesn't matter what the medium is. It doesn't. If you were blessed with it, guess what? That's art. And if you were blessed with it, that's what you're supposed to do. That was the gift that you were given. And there's so many people who want to police it so it's their way. They're comfortable. You want to make other people comfortable. And so instead of going on to do what you want to do, which is create. You want to create. Why don't you create? That's really the hardest part, is figuring out, okay, I want to create, but I need to be able to also satisfy everybody else. Let me tell you something. As a creator, you're never going to satisfy everybody. It's the reason why Balenciaga was under so much scrutiny. It's the reason why the Mischief boots look the way they look, and why the internet's in shambles, because it's not for everyone. What floats somebody else's boat is not going to float yours. So what you need to understand is, I'm in my own lane, and sure, it sucks right now, but I'm going to reevaluate why I'm not able to create, go back in, figure out how I can unlock that part of myself, and if I need help, if I need to reach out to somebody, if I need to look into some other options, if I need to just go to an art class, because most of the times you go to an art class or a sip and paint and you have art block, chances are that unlocks it automatically, because you're in a creative setting and with other people who can also like light a fire. But even if that doesn't work, just saying to the universe, to spirit, to God, whatever you call it, is just, God, I don't understand what this block is. Can you help me unravel it? Because sometimes all you really need is to touch base and just be like, hey, am I doing something wrong? Is something wrong going on right now? And then naturally it'll kind of unravel itself. Whatever the blockage may be, whatever may be stopping you, at some point you have to turn off the noise and listen to what your heart is saying. Because the world will make you lose your first mind the first time. But if you listen to your heart and your soul, and you have true intention here, there's nothing that the world can tell you, and you won't be able to hear it. The world tells me all the time that I, you know, oh, you're too big for this. You can't do that. Why would you want to do a podcast? Why would you paint this picture? Why would you sew this piece of clothing? Why would you go to a support group every Tuesday? Why would you be in an elite group every Wednesday? Why would you invest into your business? Why would you do that? Your answer should be, why not me? Not to sound too churchy, but if God be for you, who could be against you? That's it. Like, if God has blessed me with a gift or a talent, something that I can do with my eyes closed, if he be for me, it don't matter about you, boo. You got a whole life to live about you. You have a whole thing that you need to be doing. And the craziest thing is sometimes the people that are telling you, hey, why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? Those other things haven't been doing what they have been blessed with, which is why they feel the need to come back at you. Why am I listening to Beth Ann when Beth Ann hasn't been able to do what she's been blessed with for the last year and a half, and I'm over here doing it? She's just angry. We're so conditioned as human beings to do exactly what the status quo is. And honestly, the status quo has been messed up since the beginning of conception. So naturally, the thing that I want to tell you to do is let them mind their business and mind your business. You're a beautiful being. You're a beautiful being who was made to create. That's it. You are made to create. You are made to continue to do what you need to do. And the reason why we get art block is because we get so worried about what other people have to say that we forget our first mind the first time. We forget what set us on fire the first time. When I tell you the very first time that I picked up a set of paint, I was 7 years old. And I still remember the feeling of just what it felt like to be ignited. If y'all ever watched Soul in that episode when they were talking about the zone, that's exactly how it feels like. It's like euphoric. I want you to remember what that feels like. What is your euphoric moment? What is the moment that you recognize, I could do this for the rest of my life? What is the moment that you're looking and you're like, hey, I know that if I just take some time, I know that I can make it happen. There are days when I don't feel like it. There are days where I know that I have art block and I don't feel like creating, but I will still pick up a pencil anyway. Because once I pick it up and I start sketching, it's like this light switch just pops off and I get so distracted. I've been at work sketching and there's been a line out the window and they have to escape me like, hey, can you help? And I still wouldn't see it for like 10, 15 minutes. Because that's what sets my soul on fire. Creating sets my soul on fire. Doing the podcast sets my soul on fire. And like, once like the fuel is on, I can't turn it off. Like, I get home and I start doing something else that sets my soul on fire. And then honestly, it becomes like this big loop. And then naturally I'm just creating, because creating is the first thing that I've ever loved to do. You can ask my mom, the very first thing that she would buy me dolls and stuff, I didn't care much for dolls. I was straight out the pack with the the big little sketchbooks, and I would just be drawing my heart away, just tearing pages out. That's what set me on fire. And the reason why you feel so blocked is because so many people have been in your ear telling you, oh no, maybe you should do this, oh no, you should do that. But really, what do you want to do? What do you want to do? What sets you on fire? What makes you feel the most like you? That is your challenge this week. Tell me what sets you on fire. If you don't know what it is, try so many things and then figure it out. But I just want you to understand that whatever it is deeply rooted in what you believed in when you were a child. And so maybe you need to go back digging through what set you on fire as a kid and start from there. Sound about right? All right, y'all. I'll be right back with the outro. But yeah, ponder that for a minute and let me know how you feel. I mean, it's kind of rare that we look into the media nowadays and we just go, dang, there's some people who are spiraling a lot. Like, I'm not going to mention names just because I don't really want to get flagged for this, but there's artists right now that are dying inside because I feel like they feel the shift in the year too, where it's more so creative. It doesn't have any rules, it doesn't have any boundaries, but beforehand it used to feel so bound. I don't know if any of you guys felt that. I'm very sensitive to energy, so I felt that really big. So if you were dealing with art block during that period, I understand. That was a really hard period to get through. But yeah, there's a lot of people in the media who have been really dealing with a lot of struggles, a lot of artists who passed away, who just the struggle that they went through in order to, you know, just be where they want to be. Like, sheesh. But that is all I have for you guys today. Honestly, this is something that I really, really love to do. And each and every single week that I put out these podcasts, it just reminds me of, one, that I am strong and bold, that I can do things that I said I was going to do, and two, that it doesn't really matter how I create, it just matters that I created something that was worthwhile. And I want you to find something that sets your heart on fire. The challenge earlier was to see if you can come up with something that sets your heart on fire, or do something that sets your heart on fire. But I want to add an additional layer, and I want you to write down why. Because any moment that I reached an art blockage and I never had a why, I kind of set myself up for failure. So I want you to find a why. I want you to have the why, and I want you to have that challenge. That's about it. Anyway, guys, you guys know where to find me on the internet. It's at _FroHazeMedia for all things podcast, and over on Instagram at _CoachManny_ for all things coaching related, one-on-ones and all that type of fun stuff. I look forward to next week and the topic that we have for next week. I'm actually really, really excited. But if you're looking forward for more, keep on listening. Listen to the past episodes, because I actually really did love those episodes. Like, those came from my inner soul. I love them. But yeah, I love you guys so, 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 so much. I hope you guys have an amazing day, have an amazing week, and you conquer everything that you say you're going to conquer. I love you guys. Have a good one.